Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Today we have a special guest and a special guest co-host. Today we will be talking to Miss Alicia Collins from Sunfire Talent about her life, about her career, and what keeps her going. And we will also have our special guest co-host, Darlene Burns, who is on the line right now. Darlene, tell everybody just a little bit about yourself.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on, Sam, across this land? I am an LGBT author. I published a book a couple of years back that is due out for re-release fairly soon. Excited about that. I'm also releasing my second novel this year. Got a couple other things in the works, but all in all, just out here trying to engage with my community. And started doing some different things outside of my quote-unquote novel writing life.
See? Look at that. Y'all, Darlene being so, what's the word I'm looking for? She's being so humble. But she is very talented, and she has a lot to offer, as does our special guest.
Yes.
Tell everybody, before we bring her on, I'm waiting for her to come on, but before we bring her on, tell everybody a little bit, you know, about your experience with Alicia.
Long time friend. We go way back. I'm not going to say how far back because I'll be putting my age out there. but she has been, you know, in different, I want to say really important events in my life that have been a consistent friend and a consistent supporter of my work, and I to her. In the last 2 years, we really have been networking and trying to make several projects get up off the ground. And she's just one of those people that is like do or die. I mean, she's dedicated to anything she puts her mind to it. She's hardworking. She gives her all, you know, 110%. I mean, if she's on your team, you don't really have to have too many other people on your team. Thankful and grateful for her friendship and what she does for me and mine. And she's just a really spectacular person, all in all. Just a great human being. And I don't say that a lot about a lot of people. I really don't. Because I'm really kind of cut and dry with it. But her, she's just, you know, she's just one of those people when you meet, you're like, hey, wait a minute. You're really cool. You know what's up? Yeah, I am, you know.
Cool. So, without a doubt, We're going to go ahead and bring her on. Got her in here. I don't know what keeps happening. Her calls seem to keep dropping, people. I don't know what's happening, but apologize for the technical difficulty. But hopefully we get her back on the line soon. So, to give everybody a little bit of background, she is the CEO and founder of Sunfire Talent, LLC. And Sunfire Talent is an internet-based talent scouting agency and a talent resource site. So I got her back on, so let me get her while I got her. All right, so here is our guest, Alicia Collins. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah!
They are so pumped. All right, guys. All right. Every time.
Calm it down.
You know, how are
well,
you doing?
Wow. I'm
how
very
doing?
Well, thank you. I'm very well.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Thought we lost you again. And I think we lost her yet. I don't know what is going on, but keep losing her for some reason. I think we got her back. Hello?
I do apologize.
I don't know what's happening. It's okay.
That's a brand new scenario. I'm excited to be here. I'm Alicia Collins. I am CEO and founder of Sunfire Talent. I'm just excited to be here today. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to just have you on, you know, and just take some time out of your busy schedule to be here. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off. And I just want to ask you, what catches your eye the most when it comes to scouting talent?
To me, it's more of a seeing a uniqueness in someone. We all have something rare in us, and once in a blue moon, you catch something special, you know. And it's driven more of spiritual kind of special, that spark. Like Whitney Houston had a spark, Luther Vandross has a spark. A lot of the singers, Michael Jackson, everyone had something unique. You can give everyone the same song, but if it's not done in a way that you can feel it, then mm-hmm. it changes the whole song, you know. So that's what I'm kind of trying to look for is people who want it more than they actually are. It's kind of unique when it comes to mm-hmm. talent scouting. It's sometimes you get the ones that are just there or just there for the money, and then sometimes you get the ones that are actually there because it's them and it's their career and they're going to go the extra mile. I'm looking for the people who are trying to go the extra mile, whether it's $50 in it or if it's $1 million in it. You just got to pay attention to detail and see who has that heart to go further than just being average.
Word.
So that's a little bit of how I see it, you know.
Okay. So I hope people are taking notes. You know what I'm saying? Really.
You know, okay. I really pay all attention because, right. you know, one of the things I think that when you go to her website, it's really set up uniquely, and you get like that sort of like a personalized coverage where a lot of people just kind of give you like little bits and pieces. She goes intricate and she'll get deep with it, you know, and giving you accolades at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I call it my little mini Oprah a little bit.
accurate.
Yeah, details are important.
All right,
okay, guys, I do apologize. I still have not bringing up my email, and it's
okay. It's
your,
all right. It's all good.
Check your text message.
Doing that. So I've been doing that for 5 minutes.
All right. Well, while you do that, I'm just gonna go ahead and ask. You know, what's the quickest way for you to get turned off from people in business, friendship, and also like in just intimate relationships?
All in one. I have a pet peeve, business and all, when it comes to just a whole all around lack of responsibility or in passing the buck. When it comes to business, family, intimate relationships, regardless, you want to know that that person that you're with is 100% with you or behind you. You know, and the worst that you can ever do is tell me that you're going to be featured and then turn around and say, I'm sorry, I can't do this because of XYZ was more important. You know, when someone's looking out for you, that should come first because you never know. Mm-hmm. Like, just like business, the grass isn't greener on the other side. You know, you gotta stick to what you promised. You know.
True. Keep
so that's
word.
The same thing, right. and all. It's just about a balance. Relationships, work-wise, family. You know, I look for the genuine relationships that actually follow through. You know.
I agree. It's nothing like somebody who keeps their word.
That yes. means. Consistency, loyalty, you know. You know, a few of those good things. How about that?
All
How
of
about
it.
That?
All of
that.
That still exists. It still exists.
Does it?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know if Darlene is still having technical difficulties
yes,
or not.
I am.
Yeah. All right,
I am striving for perfection here.
Cool. I'm glad to still have you on. So, but I'm going to go ahead and ask this question because I know Alicia is busy a lot. So I want to know how you find balance, you know, with everything that you do you know, with your busy schedule? How do you maintain, like, a proper balance for yourself?
I'm still learning time management because I'm still growing. And it's actually better this year than it was the first year. The first year, it was nothing but complaints from friends and family that, you know, where were you? Da, 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 da. So time management didn't truly kick in until 2015. One of the biggest reasons why was because I had some of my foundation already set up. Because, you know, it's just like Sunfire Talent to me is just like my firstborn. The first year, you know, you're running toward it because, you know, there's something wrong. You hear crying, you know, there's complaints. You want to fix this and fix that. But then the second year, you're like, okay, you can just let it run. It'll be all right. When you come back, it'll still be there. So I try to treat my time management a lot more better than I did the first year. But understandable, this is my first big project, and it details are important. So I wanted to try to figure out balance. And like I said, I'm still trying to figure out balance when it comes to work and play. I'm sure by 2016, which is in a few months, I'm sure it all will fall back into place. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's all a learning process, but the higher I go and the more that I do, the more that is stretched. So I kind of try to go the extra mile when it comes to family and friends. I'm just that person that, you know, I don't want to go against the flow of things, but I'm trying to learn time management and give everybody a little bit more extra of me, which will only wear me thin at the end. But eventually I'll get to the point where Sunfire Talent can run itself. And that's what I'm shooting for. The next 2 years, I want Sunfire Talent to be recognizable to a point where it can run itself and people can log on and put their own information in. So that will help me get back to the points that I needed to go to. So that's what I'm hoping for. It'll all flip in the next 2 years.
Okay, okay. Darlene, I don't know if you got my update that I sent you. All right, so we're ready.
I'm looking right now. Hold on. Well, I mean, you guys go ahead.
Okay. All is well.
And again, Alicia, you know, thank you for taking time.
Okay. Yes. I have something I want to ask.
Okie dokie.
So, Ms. Thomas, what type of resources can people find by going to your website?
The website, there's actually tons of resources. I set it up so each profile can be viewed individually. And on each individual site, every person that's on there that's willing to agree to give up some of their privacy with their email and addresses, and not actual address, but just email addresses and Twitter, you can actually speak to or follow or become fan base with the people that are featured on the site. That's one of the resources that I give back to the actual artist or performer, is the fact that they can grow a fan base off of being reachable. One of the things that I saw off of when you go to America's Got Talent and all these talent shows, once they reject you, you're just a name. No one knows. No one follows up. No one connects you. No one knows your Twitter page. Unless it's done privately, okay?
Right.
Laura Benone, that I actually have a few American Idol and other site people who did not get picked as number one. And they're about three people. They're on my page. You can find them on there with all the details that you need to find them, to follow them, to keep up with them, to hear their new music. So that's one of the biggest resources that I have. The other resources is being motivated, of course. Everybody needs motivation. The other resource is being able to connect with events that relate to you. That's open to anyone who wants to advertise or market. A few months ago, I was part of a
a cancer event, helping people receive donations for a, I'm not going to give the name, but a particular event. And they were able to go there to upload and get information on how to connect so they could be a part of the event. Those are just a few resources. There's actually going to be I'm trying to add work-related things where people can actually go on and find work for their talent. That's what I'm working on next. Mm-hmm. The other one I'm trying to do is more counseling and giving more information. So I want to add a hotline where they can call and ask questions. Because what's going on now is you have all these people featured and they have no work. So I'm going to see what I can do to reach out and contact a few people and add that on. So not only can you be featured and mingle and find people to work with on the site, but you can also look into all these other places that will be able to hire you for events. So like I said, I am still working. I am still grinding. I'm still helping. And it sounds like a lot. It probably is for one person. But at the end of the day, the universe gives you back everything that you put back in it. So exactly. I'm not done until the old lady sings, or however it works, or until I sing, whichever comes first.
Okay,
chicken
the
egg.
Old lady sings.
Yeah, lady, you know. And that's, I think that's important. You know, people, you know, you can promote them and networking, but if they're not actually working and doing what they love to do, their craft, it's almost like, okay, what am I doing this for? You know, what's my ultimate goal? You know, I'm trying to get out there and show people my talent. So that's a big,
yeah,
a good point.
Yes, because like I said, one thing that people probably don't know too much about me, I was out there for quite some time performing, singing, and doing my own thing on stage. So as someone who's walked the walk and talked the talk, I've been through every layer of life that I was exposed to. So at this point, I'm able to say, oh, yeah, you didn't get an audition? Well, did you look through here? Okay. The reason why, because I didn't look through here. So I now have the information. Take it and run with it. So it's just something about living a life that you're helping people with that actually makes what I'm doing a little bit more insightful, you know.
Yeah, because you're giving them a little bit of behind the scenes, too, you know, giving your experience. Ooh. Like, yeah, I've been there, I've done that. So this is what these are these challenges you might face. Hopefully you won't, because we're trying to eliminate those things. And I think that's great. A lot of people don't get the behind. They just see the front and the flash and the end result. But it takes a lot to get that and to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Got another question for you. And for someone who wants to follow in your footsteps, can just anybody become a talent scout, or is there special training or education required?
Now, that's a good question, and I'm still trying to figure it out myself. I question it a lot. Well, like I said before, I have been down this road for a minute now. I'm not going to go through my age or any such, but when I was coming up, talent scouting, talent shows were done majority in your front room, majority at your YMCAs and your Boys and Girls Club and schools and theaters. I grew up in the beginning stages where after school activities actually help you around
really
the moment that we're, yes, they were there, and they were there to help you. It wasn't about laughing. It was about creativity. It wasn't about how many stars you received. It was more about having fun. So I, being the fact that not only that, but I sat in the front row as a preacher's kid for years, I was able to pull together everything that I needed to get the credibility to be here now. You have to have the compassion as a talent scout. You have to have the detail, attention to detail, And you have to actually have the follow through as a talent scout. One thing that giving up is so easy. It is so easy because you deal with so many different personalities per day. So for someone that is following in a footstep that that I am in, you have to have the keyword patience, compassion, and everything else will fall into place. Because if you don't, you're going to end up wrecking someone's life instead of helping it.
That's true. Seen it. Seen it happen. So being so, like, that you're so, you know, busy and you have to keep up with so much, how do you wind down after, like, a long day or just from doing what you do? What do you do to relax?
I would love to answer that question, though. I'm not quite sure because, like, it's just like talent. Sunfire Talent is like my first baby, you know. It's always on the back of my mind. I sleep, I wake up, I'm in the shower, I'm thinking about things. So, like, to unwind, it doesn't take a lot, but for me it does because I'm in the beginning stages. There are events, but once I give out that first card to who I am, the event turns into something totally different for me. So I try to stay low-key, and I just try to stay home a lot more often. But I think my home life has become my safe haven right now, and I know that sounds bad for someone that should be out a lot more, but that's where I'm at right now when it comes to unwinding. It's it's my little island. I can skip and dance and do what I need to do and not respond to questions and answers the way I need to. I kind of like invented a little mini island. Like if I had a ball, I'll call it Wilson. You know, so that's my unwind spot right now. Is my home, my casa. Like I said, once Sunfire Talent gets to a point where it runs itself, then I'll be at a much more stable place where I could say, I'm in Cancun, I'm in Mexico, yeah, I'm chilling. But, like, right now I think trying to reach out and help as many people as possible, it's going to always stay in the back of my mind for a little bit longer. So my retreat is home. So that's where I am. That's where I am now. So I haven't really, I'm not like, you know, like the show Empire where I'm out running around with a different clique and, you know, getting in trouble. I'm literally in relaxed mode once I hit the house.
Okay. I hear you. Well, before before we hit you with the last question, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play a song that we got here from Young Rod called Addictions. So just want you both to just hold on while we play that, and we'll be right back.
Myself and ease my mind a little bit. I'm just trying to get away. Let me do me. Give a fuck what nobody gotta say. It's a I'm just trying to get away. I'm just trying to get away. So let me do me. Please say that you love me. If only for a while, ease the stress of my day with your beautiful smile. Faces change it. The case remains the same. It's love overboard. You drowned in my affection. Took that thing in a whole new direction. Now words of mass destruction is my lover's choice of weapon. Got me stressed.
I can't stop.
So I got booze and weed to beat the belly of the beast. Can't sleep for hiding all of my secrets. Deep in a dungeon of grief. Safe, lock, and key. Feeling like fuck the world. It ain't no stopping.
my mind a little bit. I'm just trying to get away. Of the struggle that's bad carrots for this young rabbit, and I ain't no buster. I'm more like bugs with this snub nose tucked under my coat just like a rug. Ooh, ooh. I hear these niggas hustle backwards. Me, I got a plug off in the backwoods, and I can do anything a Mac could. Knocking off dumb, cause you know my aim's that good. Precision's my religion into doing something different. I do it for the kids, and they know that I ain't kidding. Middle-aged white woman, heard the fads of politicking. Got it written, didn't think my mind was that keen, but the mission, will it always forever be? Keep the business clean, get the green, cause I know the cheer fiend. I just tryna get a feet. Enjoy herself and ease her mind a little bit. She just tryna get away. Girl, go ahead and do you. Give a fuck what nobody gotta say, gon' get your feet. Enjoy yourself and ease your mind a little bit. You just tryna get away. You just tryna get away.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little snippet of Young Rod Dixon's. So we're gonna go ahead and bring our girls back on. And we got Darlene Burns back, and we got Collins back. So we had to take a quick little musical break, you know, before we concluded our interview today, which I'm so happy to have. And you ladies, everybody's present? Do I need to do roll call?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Both y'all are present.
I is her.
Cool. All right. Before we left with Darlene getting ready to drop her question. So there we go.
Yes. What would be the best way for someone to approach you when attempting to network?
Well, I know the wrong ways. No. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to bring those up. Okay, so 99% of the time, if things go as planned, reachable on most of my websites, if you drop me a message, I'm reachable. I respond very well to all of my emails, and I respond within 24 hours. I think I've taken up most of social media, internet, with being on internet with Pinterest and Periscope and Facebook. So those are the best places to reach me for now. The email box is the easiest way to reach me. If someone's trying to contact me by cell phone, that is going to be rare. So that's just how it is for right now. Until I get an assistant. But right now, the email is the best way to reach me, and probably the best responsive way to reach me at the moment.
All right. I want to interject just one thing. There's a new thing that's going on right now that's really hot for everybody, which is Periscope. I just was hip to it. I love it. How do you feel about Periscope right now? I know it's really fairly new, but another tool as far as networking is concerned, or getting your clients out, you know, getting their face out there and knowing what they're doing.
I'm amazed how far technology has gone. Periscope is actually very resourceful. Whether you're trying to sell a cup of coffee or if you're marketing something in the millions, Periscope, it really does bring in the follower base. You have to be very open-minded to use it, because I'm sure my mother wouldn't want to use it because, it's, you know, she's just not into those type of sites. But Periscope is actually very resourceful. I've been on it for, I think, a month now. And my followers are starting to climb, so I recommend it to quite a few. I really do highly recommend it.
Okay. Well, before we let you go, Is there any question that I didn't ask you today that you would have liked to have been asked?
I think, I'm not quite sure the direction you're going in with the questions, but it's so far, everything has been has covered the bases.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure if there's anything extra you would like to add.
Well, you know, here we go. All right, we're throwing this bonus question. All right, the bonus question is this, and you know it's coming, so I'm just saying. All right, for the people who, you know, of course, you know, you're an attractive young lady. Of course, people want to know, is Alicia Collins single or taken? Is she looking or not? Is she on her business grind? Is she like, I ain't got time? What's going on?
blushing. Well, for the last 2 years, single. Yeah, very much single. There's just been a going on in the last 2 years, and that's that's a topic that's good to ask. Yeah, very single. I'm not quite sure if I'm even dating at this moment. I just
what does very single mean?
Very single means very quiet. Yeah, it means very quiet at the moment. I'm actually hiding out for a little bit, trying
to
connect
out.
The dots.
So
yeah,
you got people coming at you, but you just like I'm just very single. I'm not even. I got my brick wall put up, y'all. Yeah, you can't.
No brick wall. No brick wall. Okay. No brick wall. I think I'm.
No moat.
I think.
All right.
I think this time, I have to relearn myself. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm at a different age. I'm at a, I'm doing a different career, and I have different wants. So, I think being on a hiatus for a second gives me a chance to actually figure out what I need for the next 30 years.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm recognizing what I didn't get in my past partners, and I'm recognizing where I want to go for my future. And the ones I had before wouldn't even been able to fulfill the cake or put any of the pieces together for the Alicia now. The Alicia now is not the Alicia of 2 years ago, definitely not the Alicia of 10 years ago. So I'm single because I just need that moment to figure out what's next and make sure the person that I am with next is 100% supportive, because we all know if you pick the wrong person, you end up right back where you started.
No, that's not a stage joke right there.
Yes, financially, emotionally, whole nine yards. So I'm just being very selective and very careful, and just reminding myself who I pick next is going to affect the next 30 years.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you know, it has really, really, really been a pleasure having both of you ladies join me.
Yay.
For real. I think it's like early afternoon where you are, Darlene, but
yes, it is.
I really appreciate you both, you know, taking time out and, you know, putting the word out for the interview and just taking, you know, being brave enough to step up, because, like, not a lot of people are brave enough to step up to be even on the radio to give an interview. So I appreciate you both for, you know, supporting and just being here and letting me get you both on here today. So I really
appreciate thank you for having us, and I really appreciate you. We need more shows like this on the air regardless. You know, you're doing an
Absolutely.
Awesome job.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
Jimmy.
I appreciate
well, you know,
you
I'm,
both. You guys, stop it.
Please. I bow down to you, Tammy, all the time. So get it on the daily for me.
You know, you guys, you stop. You're too kind. You're far too kind. But
no, I mean,
I really
hope awesome that you create this, you know, platform for it. So we do. We both do. Thank you graciously. Send me nothing, Russ, that you know that.
Oh, man.
Look. Where's the applause button? Stop you have it. To have applause for you. Let's hit that button.
Listen, I can't give myself no applause. Y'all can clap, but, you know, I'm not good.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome?
But, Joe, before we go, I want you, first, I want Miss Collins to tell everybody where they can find you on social media and where they can find out, you know, find more information on you about your site and everything. Tell them where they can find you.
Yes, if you don't have a pen, pencil, or a pad, grab it quickly. It's www.sunfiretalent.com. And you can also sign up to be featured on there also. You can find me on Facebook as Sunfire Talent. You can find me on Instagram, just hashtag Sunfire Talent, Pinterest, Twitter, Periscope. That's a new one. Any updates you can find on the actual main site, www.sunfiretalent.com.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much for putting that out there. And, Darlene, tell them where they can find you and tell them a little bit about what you got coming up.
All right, awesome. And if you guys didn't have a pen and pad, this is really easy for you. You can go to my website, ZBurnsAuthor.com, and you can find out the latest what's going on with Ms. Collins as well and get all of her social media outlets as well. I got to add on Periscope as well for her too, but if you just click on to my website, you will also find out all of that information as well. You can always find me on Facebook under Darlene Burns, also on Twitter, Darlene BV, on Instagram, it's Darlene Always 69. 69 means the year, y'all. Okay, don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. And on Periscope, it'll be under. It'll be.
I'm childish. I'm sorry. I'm childish.
You are. on Periscope, it's under Darlene BV as well. I'm going to try to post on there a little bit more as some things getting ready to come out. Trying to get together, me and Ms. Collins and Tammy are actually in negotiations to talk about a ball that's coming up. Don't want to get too many details about that, but it's really exciting, a big function I wanted to do in conjunction with the LGBT Center here in Los Angeles. Also, of course, like I said, my re-release of my first novel will be coming out. The second novel to follow in Sue very soon after that. But we will be revealing the cover of that book fairly soon, hopefully by the end of this month. And a couple other things. Yeah, I know, right? And a couple other things I'm cultivating outside of, like I said, my writing. And
we can't give it all to him. We can't give it all to him.
No, no, you know that.
We gonna
you
drop
that.
It off. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying y'all can't have all the tea quite yet. You know what I mean?
Not yet.
We gonna keep it. You know, they got it. We gonna keep it on the low until you know. Until we'll let you guys, we want you guys to be intrigued, and I want to make sure you guys follow both of these young ladies on social media and check them out. And make sure that you also, real quick before we go, for the single ladies, which Darlene is not, congratulations also, by the way, but for the single ladies.
Thank you.
Make sure that you go to, make sure you go to rainbow-rendezvous.com. We also have actually redesigned it to be a networking / dating site with also posted, we also have posted up like interviews that we've done. So you'll be also seeing Ms. Collins interview soon, as well as some, you know, adult reading for the LGBT community, which is posted there. So make sure you sign up and become a member just to, you know, network and find more people just like you. So I'm going to let you both go. And again, I thank everybody that's listening, everybody that will listen. And I want to thank you both for coming on and, you know, kicking it with me, your host, Phoenix Star 9, or TJ, as I'm affectionately known by some people. And some people just call me other things that cannot be said on the radio right this moment. So, you know, we're just going to keep it cool. but thank you both, ladies, for coming on. And, again, thank you to all the listeners. And I hope everybody has a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week. So thank you, ladies, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah!